From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the weeks of October 2nd and October 9th, 2023. In this episode, we feature several mystery sounds to revisit the topic of a national safety campaign held every October. Have a listen for about 25 seconds and see if you can guess the dangerous phenomenon that sparks this campaign.
Attention, attention. A fire emergency has been reported in the building. Please walk to the nearest exit and evacuate the building. Do not use the elevator.
If you guessed fire, you're right. You heard a home smoke alarm, a fire emergency announcement, and a fire hydrant pressure test. All are aspects of the constant and complicated challenge of preventing fires or protecting people, property, wildlife, and the environment when fires do occur. Fire safety by individuals, families, businesses, and communities is the focus of Fire Prevention Week, which in 2023 runs October 8th through 14th. The observance always includes October 9th, the date when the Great Chicago Fire of 1871 did most of its damage. Fire Prevention Week has been sponsored annually since 1922 by the National Fire Protection Association, or NFPA. NFPA sets a central theme for each year, and this year it's cooking safety. According to U.S. Fire Administration data from 2012 through 2021, cooking is by far the leading single cause of residential building fires. For example, in 2021, there were an estimated 353,300 residential building fires in the United States, with 170,000 of those due to cooking, about twice the combined number due to building heating, electrical malfunctions, and miscellaneous other causes. NFPA provides many educational items, and one of the learning tools for this year is a cooking safety tip sheet. Here are some fire prevention points from that sheet. Be alert while cooking and avoid using a stove after consuming alcohol or if you're sleepy. While frying, boiling, grilling, or broiling food, stay in the kitchen and turn off the stove if leaving the kitchen even for a short time. While simmering, baking, or roasting food, stay in the residence, check the food regularly, and use a timer to remind you that food's cooking. Keep flammable items, such as oven mitts, wooden utensils, towels, and food packaging, away from the stovetop. And have a kid-free zone of at least 3 feet around the stove and areas where hot food or drink is prepared or carried. Two additional recommendations from the Virginia Department of Emergency Management are the following. Wear short, close-fitting, or tightly rolled sleeves while cooking, and keep outdoor grills at least 10 feet away from siding and railings and out from under building eaves and tree branches. The NFPA tip sheet and other educational resources are available online at nfpa.org. Resources particularly for teachers, families, and children are available online at sparkyschoolhouse.org. During Fire Prevention Week and all year round, education and preparedness can help reduce the times we hear this sound. Thanks to freesound.org for the fire engine sound, and a special thanks to firefighters everywhere. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Ben Cosgrove for his version of Shenandoah to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.